Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Braxton. Please have your last name and zip code.
I'm sorry, what is your name again?
My name is Abraxas.
Abraxas. Okay. It is Perez 27606, but that's not the account I'm looking up.
Okay, what is the account that you're looking at?
Okay, so I got hit with the $85 and change thing on my credit card bill, and I called in. And I spoke to someone named Whitney, and it was, I had two accounts. And so I called in to cancel both accounts before the renewal, and she wasn't showing that information on that account. So I was wondering why she was talking to me, like I was lying to her. And then I remembered why, because they gave me this offer on the phone, you can have next year for $2 and change. And I said, okay, but does it have to be on that account? Can I put it on a different account? Because the email that I had opened for myself and the one I opened for my mom were two separate emails from the one I have now with Craftsy. And I thought, at the time I made it, I thought, oh, well, I just make them, then I don't get flooded with all these emails on my main email. But then it turned out I never went into the other email, and that's why I, when she gave me that offer, I asked her if I could put it on a different account, and she said yes. The reason why Whitney didn't see any of the exchange was because she was looking at the new account, and I'm thinking, no wonder she's talking to me like I'm lying. And now it totally makes sense. That poor girl was like, I'm talking to a liar here, and I got to deal with her. And so, okay. So I wrote all my notes down. They're going to give me a prorated rate or refund. So I paid for 30 days, which is more than the $2 and change. But I was getting absolutely nowhere. So I thought, let me just call it a day. But when I called back in to make sure that all the notes were put into the account, the person couldn't find my account, the one that had this prorated refund that's supposed to come through on. She couldn't find it at all. And she said, I'll have to connect you to a supervisor. So the line dropped between her and the supervisor, so I had to call back in. And then she said, I'll try it again. But then I was like on endless hold. So now I feel very bad about this, but now I'm bugging you. So is there any reason why the account would be missing now?
Is there any reason why your phone broke up?
Why the account is missing?
It shouldn't be. Let me look it up for you. We've been having problems with our system earlier, if you called today and yesterday. But I can try to look it up for you to see. Okay. What's the email? Do you know the email on the account?
Yes. The one that got charged the $85 is clay, C-L-A-Y, dot, just a period, works, W-O-R-K-S, at AOL.
Hold on a moment. It's loading. One moment. Okay, I have it now. It looks like Whitney is giving you a prorated refund of $78.03. Does that sound about right?
I'm sorry. It has an amount on it?
$78.03.
$70.03.
$78.03.
$78.03. Okay, so all that information is in there.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Wow, $7. And it
should
have been for $2.
$78.
Oh, no, but so then I ended up paying. So the real rate that I paid was $7 and change, right? Because the original was $85. You subtract $78. Mm-hmm. So I'm paying $7 for it, in essence, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it should have been
looks like you had the membership for...
Hold on
one second. A month and 2 days, and that's why.
Right, they're saying they can only. Do you remember in December they had this promotion? Because I called in to cancel both the accounts, my account and my my mother's account. Because everything switched over from Blueprint to Craftsy. So I did Craftsy, then I did Blueprint, then I did Craftsy again. When it switched over, they no longer had the store, and it just, I thought, well, I already bought all the classes I wanted, so I was going to just cancel it. Then she said, well, you know, there's this promotion for $2 and change, and you could do it for another year, the whole year. And I said, the whole year? Oh, well, I'll definitely do it. So the accounts were supposed to be canceled and then put on this thing for $2 and change, but they only canceled mine. And then I switched it over for the $2 and change to a different account so that I could keep up with the email. Then it turns out they didn't do the Clayworks one, and then I got hit with the $85. Okay, so instead of paying $2 and change, I'm actually paying $8. Like, that doesn't seem right. But, okay. So, anyhow, I've been on the phone too long about this. This person, Whitney, how can I get in touch with her?
Hold on 1 second. Let me see if she's available. One second.
I don't want her to think I was lying. I want to let her know that the information should be in the other account, the Hudson Book one, because she really sounded so perturbed with me, and I'm thinking, why does she think I'm lying?
Mm-hmm.
While I was on hold, I figured, I'm like, oh, I gave her Garcia. I should have given her Hudson Book. Like, no wonder she was so annoyed with me. It just, I don't want her to lose faith in people. I think we're just all liars trying to make a fast buck. I wasn't trying to do that at all. I want her to know that way. I was a CSR rep for a long time, and it would just bother me when I'd have a bad phone call.
Waiting on her to respond. Mm. I'm gonna give her one more minute to respond.
Could you leave her a message?
I can.
Okay, so the other email that the information was on is HudsonBook@AOL. That email's still open, but I don't use it very much. I just go in there every now and again because it's connected to, like, an Apple ID and stuff like that. So it's not my main email. Garcielle is. So that's where the information, the phone call should have been, because I had a Craftsy account with this one, and I canceled it. And that was the day that I was canceling. I didn't keep my notes. But this one I canceled. When I was on the phone with her, I told her I had canceled one, but it wasn't Garcielle. And no wonder she sounded that way, because it wouldn't have reflected that. So just let her know that there should be notes in the Hudson book at AOL.
Let me pull that out.
That's the one I canceled. And then I called in about the Clayworks. And that I really was not lying to her.
Okay, hold on one second.
Now, if I call them the same day for both accounts, I'm not sure. But I do know that there's notes on Hudson Book because I was asking questions about it.
Let's see. Looks like the Hudson Book at LL, that one was canceled.
Yeah.
Looks like it was canceled on 9/24/2020.
Are there any notes on that about the other one?
Mm-mm. I just said that it was canceled. That was the last time a note was put on this account. Was last year, September 24.
Does it prove my point to her at all? She just thinks I'm a liar. This is awful. Okay, well, I tried, I guess. I don't know what else to do. I didn't want her to think I was lying. I was not lying about it at all. I know she was highly annoyed. And I figured, oh, that's why she thinks I'm lying, because I didn't use the other one. But
hey, hold on one second. She's responding now before we got the phone. Okay. She is about to speak with you. Okay, I'm transferring you over to Whitney, and she'll be able to assist you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And you're welcome. One moment, and you have a great day. Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.